If your son or daughter developed a drug and alcohol problem and committed a non-violent crime, would you want them to go to prison or to a rehab centre? A report released by the National Council on Drugs has found that more than half of offenders who go into rehab instead of prison do not re-offend. According to this report, the benefit to taxpayers of rehabilitation over prison is significant, a cost saving of $110,000 per offender per year. Aboriginal people make up more than a quarter of Australia's prison population of 29,000. And this report is being heralded as an answer to reducing the over-representation of Indigenous Australians in our prisons. Dina Yahia is a Deputy Senior Public Defender in New South Wales and a former Aboriginal Legal Service lawyer. Dina Yahia, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Dina, why are Indigenous Australians over-represented in our jails? I know that's it's a simple question, but a complex answer.
Yes, well, there are many reasons, and it is a complex issue. In some communities that I worked in Western New South Wales, one of the problems was over-policing, and often it was the case that offending behaviour, it started out with things like offensive language or offensive behaviour, and it escalated to resist arrest and assault police issues, and people ended up in jails. We used to call it the trifecta. But I think more generally in many communities, it is the socioeconomic disadvantage that leads to offending behaviour. And in some Aboriginal communities, there is heart-wrenching poverty, substance abuse and violence. And the socioeconomic factors result in deprivation and marginalisation of Aboriginal people. And these factors are rooted in a history of dispossession and dislocation. And unless we fully understand that link, and until we address those underlying issues in a meaningful way, I don't think anything's going to change. And certainly I'm not saying anything new or revolutionary. Aboriginal people have been saying this for decades.
So what about then this debate, and it's a long debate we've been having about the benefits of rehabilitation over prison as a way forward to reduce recidivism, reoffending. Does that stay true as much for Indigenous Australians as well? Because even if there's rehabilitation of the, say, drug or alcohol abuse, it's not necessarily going to address those issues you were just talking about.
No, but it is a solution to the over-representation of Aboriginal people in custody. It's one of many solutions, but it's a very important solution. And if I could just develop that a little bit, we know that Aboriginal people constitute 2.5% of the general population, but make up about 26% of the adult prison population.
So a gross overrepresentation.
And indeed, when it comes to Indigenous juveniles, they make up something in the order of 50% of juveniles in detention. We know from reports that more than 80% of Indigenous prisoners are in jail for non-violent offences, and a 2009 survey found that 69% of Aboriginal people in jail were intoxicated at the time of offending, compared to 27% of non-Indigenous offenders. So the statistics seem to indicate, one, there's no evidence that jail works as a deterrent. Two, the rates of Indigenous people in custody is increasing. And three, the majority offences are committed under the influence of alcohol and drugs. And I think the irresistible and compelling conclusion is that rehabilitation rather than prison is one of the solutions.
Some of the some conclude something different, and I quote here Northern Territory Indigenous MP Bess Price. I wouldn't describe her as pro-jail, but she was putting in arguments suggesting that for Aboriginal offenders, some of them, jail is a place to stay sober, to eat better, it's safe, it's healthier, and it's there in amongst some family groups that, as you say, it's not a deterrent, but it actually is a relief in some ways.
Look, I think what Ms. Price said may well be factually correct in some cases, in some jails and in some parts of Australia, but jail is not a solution for alcoholism, violence or hunger. Jail isn't a place you go to for respite. Often it is a dangerous and violent place where you can be seriously assaulted over a pair of joggers or a packet of cigarettes. I think insofar as Ms. Price makes a valid point, we need to reflect on what a tragedy that is and what a sad indictment it is on our society that the first peoples of this nation have to go to jail to get fed three times a day or be with family members. I don't think jail is a solution to those problems, and I don't think that it is intended to be a place for respite.
Just finally, if this is a debate about diverting funding from prisons to residential rehab programs to give sentencing judges and magistrates more alternatives, what about those, and I'm quoting here the West Australian Governor and QC Malcolm McCluskey, who's spoken out this week about mandatory sentencing for the three strikes, basically, and you're in prison laws that operate in WA. What's your view on them?
Well, I agree. As I understand it, Malcolm McCluskey was speaking out against mandatory sentencing, and I'm certainly in agreement. I don't think that mandatory sentencing achieves anything. It certainly doesn't serve as a deterrent. There's no evidence of that. It increases the number of Indigenous people in custody, and it's an unnecessary and inappropriate restriction on judicial discretion. I mean, our criminal justice system is based on individualised justice. Each case is different. Each case requires a very delicate balancing of the objective and subjective circumstances, and that balancing exercise can only take place in a just and fair way if judicial discretion is unfettered. I think we need to embrace justice reinvestment. That's what we need to do.
Dina, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Dina Yahir is one of two deputy senior public defenders in New South Wales and a former Indigenous Aboriginal Legal Service lawyer for 7 years. And just that string of stats really just reminds us of the obvious. It's 8:25.